The King of Rock and Roll. The King was getting a bad feeling, the way his mama used to sometimes. She'd been right about the Colonel. Beware the blue-eyed woman. Huh? She'd been damn right about that one. Look at Scylla, running the whole shooting match at Graceland now. Who'd have thought that pretty little thing would turn out to be tougher than them all in the end? Of course, he'd raised her up. TCB, or taking care of business, was an okay motto, but all Scylla had wanted then was TLC. That's what all the King's men and women got, gold bracelets and necklaces reading TCB for the guys, TLC for the girls. He was good at handing out the trinkets, but the fact was he'd never been any damn good at TCB anyway. He just let his father Vernon run things, or not run things, and let the Colonel take over. Anybody walking in off the street wanting to do for him was welcome. Then they'd take from. Hell, if he'd have known, he should have given Scylla the TCB job. Would have given her something to do at Graceland besides bitching about his boys and his girls. Looking back does no damn good. The tell-all books and coffee table picture books and the movies and videotapes and miniseries and the special edition watches and the pink, white, and blue trinkets. They do the talking nowadays. TCB. Only one who hasn't been heard from on the grand glory days and sad last nights of Elvis Aaron Presley is the King his own self. The King laughed, staring at the two silent running TV sets, tilted like gaming consoles into the green naugahyde ceiling above him in the blacked-out bedroom. He shot the remote at them in turn, revving up the sound, speeding.